The hero of our story is not a brave knight, or a good fairy, or a faithful dog. As a matter of fact, he's not even human. And yet you can be sure that our hero has a heart and soul just like any other hero in any other story. His name is Pianoforte, but everybody called him Piano for short. You should have been there when he was born. Ah, it was exciting. His legs were carved, his mahogany polished, his strings plucked and tuned, and his 88 keys shined until they resembled the smiling teeth of the pretty girls in the toothpaste ads. And when he was all finished, the man in charge said,
That's the nicest looking grand we've had in a long time. Congratulations, men. Well, loud, lusty tone, too. Someday this baby is going to appear in Carnegie Hall.
Appear in Carnegie Hall, the place where all the greatest pianos played. From that moment on, Carnegie Hall became Piano's goal in life. But one day, a young boy just about your age and his mother walked into the store to take a look at Piano.
Like him.
Junior, stop making so much noise.
Noise indeed. The little boy and Piano were unacquainted. What did she expect?